This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
We've got a great guest today, Nick Friedman. He is the co-founder of College Hunks, Hauling Junk. Nick, welcome to the program today.
Hey, Derek. Thanks so much for having me.
So you talk about, you guys love the always branding side. Tell me about some of the types of branding and publicity that you enjoy doing.
You know, as a brand in an industry that's highly competitive, like moving services is, where, you know, anybody can get into this business if they have a truck and a logo and a right. company name. You know, one thing we've done is try to always look for creative ways to maximize the exposure of the brand. And you know, our company name is playful. It's catchy. The story is compelling. So, you know, we've always looked for ways to try to maybe leverage the media through publicity, whether it's right. news media, reality television, awards and contests that we could receive recognition for. We've always looked for ways to get our name out there, because it just elevates the awareness of the brand. It elevates the credibility of the brand. And it's something that, you know, a lot of the other companies in our industry aren't really thinking about doing. So, you know, that's always branding. But we also make sure we emphasize that branding isn't just about, you know, getting the logo on TV or parking the trucks in visible places. You know, your brand is the emotional impression that the public has when they see or interact with your logo and your business. So, you know, we tell our guys on the front lines that, you know, always branding for them means they're a walking, talking billboard for this business and this brand, that they're on a stage at all times when they're out in the community, and they need to remember that. You know, they need to operate as if Oprah in 60 Minutes is following them around with a video camera, because, you know, the world is watching. They want to see who's driving the truck when, you know, this big shiny College Hunks truck pulls up to the gas station. They want to see, you know, who's getting out at the 7-Eleven when they're on a break, but they're, you know, they're still wearing the uniform and in the truck. So branding is much more than just getting the name out there on TV, but obviously that's been a big piece of our growth strategy, no doubt.
That's awesome. You're right. Conduct your business like you've got Oprah following you around all the time with cameras. So tell me a little bit about being on Oprah's show. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, you know, we had gotten called up by one of their producers because they were doing a special program on a person who had hoarding tendencies. They were hadn't been able to throw anything away for 20, 30 years. Okay. And they were running out of dumpsters, or they were having a difficult time getting the dumpsters picked up fast enough. So they wanted us to come on and clean out the house using our truck. So our truck's got some great visibility. And then about 3 months later, we got a call from the same producers. They were doing a show called Oprah's Messiest Room Contest up in New York City, and they wanted us to come help. And, you know, the funny thing is, we didn't have a location yet up in New York, and we were based in D.C., and they were like, you have a location in New York, don't you? And we were like, yeah, we sure do. So we pretty much said, you know, when Oprah calls, you drop everything. So we drove these trucks up to New York City. We probably amassed, I don't know, $1,000 for the parking tickets that weekend, but we got our trucks back on the program.
That's great. Yeah, if Oprah calls, you go, right?
That's right.
That's awesome.
Hey, if you're a small business owner and you need help working through some upper limit challenges, you need a board of personal advisors, you need help with your growth, go visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com.